奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习。
Number one, just to continue our class.
接下来我们要看第八章。
Chapter eight.
这第八章啊，第八章就是开始这信仰的奋兴。
That is the revival of the faith.
因为城墙建好之后，很重要的还是为了这个是很重要的一个目标啊。
Because that is the goal.
要奋兴以色列人的这个信仰。
They have to revive the faith of the Israelites.、
哦、那信仰要奋兴起来呢
？For the faith to revive.
我们看第八章啊，就是第一项就是啊，举行这个啊，宣读神的律法，就是一种啊，现在我们来讲是讲道的。这种大会
That is to read the law and have the congregation assembly、
哦、那么讲到了大会啊也像以斯拉记里面所说的啊，以斯拉所定式的要借着啊神的律法书啊来啊建立复兴以色列人的信仰
There's by the law of Moses law of God thereNehemiah revived the faith of the people.
所以他们想到要使以色列人的信仰复兴起来，第一个就是要啊、举行这样的盛会。
So that they gather this assembly, holy assembly.
要来宣读啊神的律法书。
To read the law of God.
所以要让众百姓啊来啊、听神的律法书。
So that the people come to listen to the word. 啊，
那今天我们来看到第八章哈。
Now let's read chapter 8.
这一次他们举行这个很重要的奋兴的讲道大会。
That is a very important assembly of reading the book of the law.
今天我们这种性质的大会啊，就像我们灵会一样。
In today's term, that is the spiritual convocation.
哦，我们灵会啊，不要流于形式，它要有实际的这种灵会这种奋兴。
Do not treat spiritual convocation as a formality, but rather have it revive our faith.
所以在灵会之前
So before the spiritual convocation,
要让大家聚在一起，这个是一个很重要的工作。
So gather the people in the one place that is important.
我们看到第一节
Verse 1.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人呢，聚集在水门的宽阔处。
So the seventh month came and the Israelites settled in their towns, all the people assembly at one man in a square before the water gate.
这个聚集大家如同一人聚集在一起。
The assembly is one man.
这是一个很重要的工作。
That is very important.
如果不能聚在一起就没有办法达成这样奋兴的目标。
If they cannot gather here as one man, then they cannot revive the faith.
所以我们灵会啊就是这件工作要做。
So that is the work that we need to do.
我们以前我们在灵会之前一定会每一家每一户啊都去访问。
In the past, before the spiritual convocation, we will visit every single family.
尤其是那一些比较软弱的、不常来聚会的那些。
Especially those weak members, they don't come often for service.
都要特别先要去访问。
So that we will visit them first.
好，要告诉他，要把一些这个灵会的事情要转达给他，告诉他。
To tell them about the events of the spiritual convocation.
啊，同时呢，也有这样的通知哈、啊，像我们去灵会的这些信息呢，一定要寄到啊，要达到每一个家庭，每一个信徒。
And、mail them the information about the spiritual convocation.
啊，光这种信息的啊。传达还不够
And not only this information passing out
还要我们教会负责人呢要去访问
But also our church board should go to visit them
尤其对一些软弱的弟兄姊妹要去勉励他啊，这次灵会他一定要回来参加要来参加灵会
Especially to encourage the weak members
这个就是要做的
That is the work that we need to do、
那到时候你看灵会了哇都到了我们就看看、全部都到齐了
I see when the spiritual convocation come all people show up、
这个就是灵会第一项重要的工作
That is the first very important thing of spiritual convocation
这样才能达成我们灵会的这种奋兴 全体信徒信仰的一个目标。
That is the only way to revive the faith of the whole congregation.
所以我们会看到他们呢，如同一人就聚集在一起。
So they gather as one man.
好，那但他们已经住在自己的城里了。
And they live in their own city.
现在把他们从自己的城里召集到耶路撒冷这边来。
Now we gather them from their own city and gather them in Jerusalem.
那一定这个要去传达现。当时这种情况啊，一定要到他们家里去传达这个信息啊。
At that time, they need to go to their home to tell them the news.
啊，所以要借着这种我们教会的这种访问啊、组织啊，各种组织的这个体系呢，能够把这个消息传达，并且呢，能够使大家能够在联会的时候。
So through the visitation group that we pass out this information and help them to come to the church.
那就如同一人，就是说他们大家很同心啊。
And they assemble as one man, mean that they are in unity.
同样的一个目的。
And one goal.
为了要来听神的律法。
In order to listen the book of the law.
要来领受神的教训。
To receive God's teaching.
大家都是同样这个心
Everyone have this mind
就如同一人一心的意思了
That just like one person
这也是我们要这个努力的目标
That is the goal that we have to strive for
那要怎么样使弟兄姐妹如同一人呢
So how can we make the brother and sister become one person
就是要一个很明确的一共同的目标
That is we need to have a very clear goal
有共同的目标心就一样
As a common goal, then we have the same mind.
如果没有一个目标
If there's no goal,
那大家聚在一起变成乌合之众啊。
No objective and the people just come and gather.
有的看天，有的看东，有的看西，有的看地。
People look at different directions.
这样就没有办法如同一人。
Then they cannot be just one man.
所以我们教会在办这种事情的时候，一定有一个很清楚的目标。
So whatever things that our church organize, that we do with a clear objective.
好，来让大家都很清楚这个目标。
And everyone clear about this objective.
我们就是灵会要做什么
？So what do we do in this spiritual convocation?
大家要为这个事情祷告。
Everyone pray for this.
先在祷告上面学习同心。
Start to learn unity in prayer.
然后到时候聚在一起，同一个心，一个人一样。
With one mind, one accord.
那这种盛会啊，一定会成功的。
This kind of holy assembly will success.
这个就是如同一人的聚集。
So they just gather here, just like a person.
那么聚集了之后啊，请文士以斯拉来。
So they invite the Ezra, the scribe.
主持这一次大会的就是文士以斯拉。
He's the one to conduct the spiritual
assembly.
That person is important. You not only find an ordinary man to do it. So the person who conducts the assembly is very important. Who should we invite? That is describe Ezra.
那我们最前面已经知道以斯拉是一个怎么样的人了。
So in the previous chapter, we know what kind of Ezra.
他是一个通达神律法的人。
He is educated about the word of the law.
并且是一个考究神的律法，并且遵循神的律法的人。
He studied the word of God and also put into practice.
所以他不但是通达神的律法，他还是一个敏捷的文士。他是遵循神的律法的。
He not only study the word of God, but also observe and teach people of it.
那么这样的人来带领这个大会啊，他就会成功。
So if we have this kind of person to lead the congregation, then this will be very successful.
所以因此我们在安排啊，以前我们在安排这个灵恩布道会联会的时候，我们都会考虑这项事情。
So in the past, when we arranged the personnel to conduct the spiritual convocation, we paid attention.
有一些教会啊，他们申请这个灵恩布道会。
Some church when they submit the application from the spiritual
convocation, 他们是定有主题的。
They have a topic.
我们这次灵会要学习什么主题
？What kind of topic that we are going to study?
我们要学习哪一卷圣经
？What scripture that we want to learn?
比如说有一次这个关东桥教会啊，他们就是说我们这次的灵会要学习这个以斯拉重建圣殿。
For example, 关东桥 church, they request that they study the topic of Nehemiah Ezra about rebuilding the temple.
哦，那那次这个林布达欧亚的安排的时候，哎，就想到了，哎，所以那次我就去了。
And when they arranged the schedule, they sent me to there.
你要到安排工，就是说适合这个工人适合做这个工作。
Because they know which worker is suitable to do what.
好，那么现在这一次最适合的人是以斯拉。
Because this time Ezra is the one who's suitable to do the work.
不是尼希米自己做。
Not Nehemiah himself.
尼希米虽然他这个时候是带领这个工作。
Even though Nehemiah was the leader.
他不是来主持这个盛会的。
He is not the one to lead the Holy Assembly.
他就请以斯拉来。
So he invites Ezra.
所以我们教会啊，对这一方面负责人也是要很重要。我们希望能够请到合适的这个带领的人来主持这样的一个盛会。
So today for the church board, it's also important for us to know to invite someone educated in the Word of God to conduct the assembly.
这样才能达成我们的目的。
That is the way to achieve the objective.
好，看到第二节啊。
Verse
2。那这个以斯拉请来了，他就要来。把这个神的律法书呢，讲传给以色列人。
So Ezra come to preach the word of the book of the law.
现在看第二节
，verse 2。
第二节说：七月初一日啊，祭司以斯拉将神律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, who were made up of men and women, all people who were able to understand.
啊，这节圣经就特别提到这个。听众会众
the congregation
这个律法书要带到这一些听了能明白的会众面前
and the book of the law was brought before the assembly who was able to understand
那么这些听了能明白的人当就证明他们是在这个神的律法上神的律法这个上面他已经是一个成人了
means that they are already adult in the word of God.
所以他具备了可以领受神的律法的这个这样的程度。
So they have the prerequisites of receiving the word of God.
他能听。
They can listen.
并且能明白。
They can understand.
是很重要的。
That's very important.
所以听众也是很重要。
So audience, they are important.
如果听众听了不明白，那这个讲了也没用。
If they listen but don't understand, there's no use.
不能达到这个效果。
The effect could not be achieved.
所以说听众就是能听能明白的人。
Is it an assembly who are able to listen and understand?
那这种人呢到底是具备什么？以今天来讲。
So in today's term, what are those people?
我们看参考这个《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts 16.
《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts 16.
使徒行传》十六章啊，在十四节。
Verse 14.
十六章的十四节。
Acts 16:14.
这里是保罗啊，到腓立比的时候，就找到城外河边那边呢、啊，有一些。富人安息日在聚会，向他们讲道。
When Paul came near the riverside and saw a group of women, and Paul preached to them.
那讲道的时候啊，这里特别提到一位卖紫色布的富人呢、啊，叫做吕迪亚。
And a dealer of in purple clothes called Lydia.
他是一个素来敬拜神的人。
Who was a worshipper of God?
他说他听了啊，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
这个主特别开导他的心。
The Lord opened her heart.
他就留心听保罗所讲的道。
And she paid attention to what Paul was speaking.
所以他听了之后啊，他就明白了。
So after this, she understand.
他就相信了，他就接受了。
She believed and she received the word.
马上就在那里河边嘛，就受洗了。
Baptized immediately beside the water.
所以今天呢，要能够明白神的道理。
So today we have to understand the word of God.
就要去靠着神呐、圣灵的开导哈。
That is by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这种盛会，我们要祷告。
So during this kind of holy assembly, we need to pray.
我们要求神的灵 开导我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心。
We need the Holy Spirit to open the heart of every brother and sister.
要为这个事情祷告。
Pray for this event.
啊，让他们听了能够明白。
So that when they listen, they understand.
这样才能达成这个目标。
Then the objective is achieved.
所以以前我在这个教会啊，儿童聚会的时候，那个时候我还没有当传道。
In the past, when I was attending church services, I was not a preacher at the time.
我要担任这个教儿童啊，做的教育。
I was an RE teacher.
我说这些儿童在你现在跟你讲道理，他怎么听懂
？I said, how can those young kids understand what I'm preaching?
听故事当然没有问题。
Of course, they understand the story.
可是故事的目的啊，故事不是目的，故事只是一个过程。
But a story is just a process.
是让他在这个故事里头学到属灵的道理。
The goal is help them to understand some spiritual teaching through the story.
那现在要让这些小孩、小羊啊、小朋友明白这个道理。
So how can we make those little kids understand the teaching?
这不是凭着人有办法的。
It's not through your own way.
所以一个很重要的工作，我一定要祷告。
I must pray and ask God to help me.
我祷告的第一个就是让主耶稣让我要对他们讲什么。
I pray to Jesus and let him tell me what should I speak to them.
哦，第二啊。
The second point.
为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
啊，只有主耶稣啊。圣灵开导，让这些小朋友能够听懂。
Ask the Lord Jesus and guide the kids so that they can understand.
这样我才能达成我这个教育的功效。
So that the objective of the teaching could be achieved.
这个不是靠人的，
没办法的。That is not by human will or might.
所以今天我们说，听了能明白的会做。
So for those assembly who are here and they understand.
所以这种效果是百分之百。
So this effect is 100%。
今天我们聚会啊，尤其我们聚会的时候。
Today in our church service.
哎呀，老了少了都有啊。
Old people, young people, they all gather together.
各种程度的都有啊。
All level people, they all gather.
世上没有这样的聚会啊。
In this world, we cannot find this kind of gathering.
一定是你看在学校都是同年龄的，他这样弄在一起，他怎么教啊
？In the school used to be different classes, but how can we teach the whole congregation in the same place?
但是我们这个教会，你看，是超越的，它是根本就超越这个世上的这种方式。
But our church surpassed the way of things conducted in this world.
一般世人是不可能的。
In this world, the worldly things they cannot do this way.
在我们属灵的教会可以。
But in a spiritual church, that is okay.
同样的道理这样讲下去。
We teach the teachings of the Bible.
会让每个人都听懂。
Everyone could understand.
按照神所要给他们的这些，他们就明白领受了。
According to the message given by God, they understand and received.
这很奇妙，这不是人的办法。
So it was so wonderful. It's not by human will.
这就是要借着祷告。
That is through prayer.
所以每次祷告啊，求神圣灵亲自带领。
Every time during the prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
带领谁
？Whom？
第一个带领讲道的人，按照神的圣言、圣经的教训。
Pray for the speaker so that he can preach according to the word of God.
第二就是让每一个弟兄姐妹会众都能够像这样子，圣灵开启、吸收今天。神所要给予我们的教训。
So pray for every listener in the church so that they can receive the word and be edified.
这样就能达成这个真实的这个讲道理啊，才能达成目标。
So this objective of the sermon could be achieved.
啊，这点很重要。
That is important.
所以我们看到说，带到那些听了能明白的人会众面前，哇的呀。
So Ezra brought the book of the law before the assembly.
啊，那在今天我们看到这个不是靠的人，这个是要靠神。
So today we know it's not by human way, but by God's help.
啊，因为他们都有同样的一个心智来到这聚集在这里。
Because they have one mind and come before the Lord.
所以神呢，就是带领他们。
And the Lord guide them.
啊，看回来这个历史遗迹。
Let's look back to Nehemiah.
第三节啊。
Verse 3.
第三节这里说到啊，文士啊、哦，那个以斯拉就站在啊，为了这是特别的这个木台上面。
He said, "Ezra the scribe stood on the stand specially made for this purpose."
啊，这就一个讲台了。
That is a pulpit.
啊，所以这个聚会有一个讲台，他站在上头呢。
It's a pulpit.
因为他要主持这场盛会。
A platform that is specially for this. purpose.
那在这个台上能够看到大家。
So on this platform, that Ezra can see everyone.
所以今天我们大概聚会啊，我们都是采取这样的方式。
Today, that is the way of our service.
在这个讲台，它有一个讲台。
There's a pulpit.
讲台的目的啊，要刚刚好，所以就可以看到大家。
And standing on the platform will enable you to see everyone.
让大家都能听到，这个声音也可以达到，让每一个人都听到。
The voice can reach everyone's ear.
因为在那种地方啊，在一个很宽阔的地方。
Because it's an open space.
大家也没有椅子坐，就站在那里。
No one has a seat, so they just stood there.
所以一定要带有一个高台起来，站起来。
So they need a platform.And stood on it.
这也告诉我们。
This tells us.
在聚会。
During the church
service. 听道理。
During the sermon.
要让讲道的跟会众之间的这个关系。
The relationship between the speaker and the listener.
第一个能够看见，第二个能够听见。
The first one is let them see him and also let them hear him.
这样啊，这个才能够达成我们这种。讲到的这个效果。
That is the only way to achieve the sermon.
好，那看到这个文字以斯拉，他站在那个木台上。
Now, Ezra the scribe stood on the high wooden platform.
那左右啊，就有一些这些协助的助手。
And beside him, there was some helper.
左右都有。
Right and left.
这些人呢，就是要来协助这个工作。
Those people help Ezra.
因为人很多啊，需要当你是你总带领之后。那就要让这些人呢、来协助。
Because Ezra lead the work and all the helper help.
所以不是一个人在做。
It's not only one people do it.
左右，对，左右手帮助左右手，这个就是帮助。
He has helper on his left and right to help him.
所以这个教会的像这种聚会也是一样。
So this happened today in our church.
我们都安排了一个事工的人。
We have a schedule about all the ministers.
不管灵会也好，不管他有主讲的人，肯定也有其他很多这事工人员。
We have the speaker of the day, the other helper of other work.
就是一个整体的，所以他左右这些人，他是跟您去这个以斯拉站起来，这些人都站在他左右。
So Ezra lead the congregation and took the people stood beside him to help him.
那我们看到啊。这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
今天这种同工同心的这种关系啊，我们要重视。
Today we have to emphasize this kind of cooperation between co-workers.
看到《使徒行传》第二章十四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章十四节。
Acts 2:14.
说彼得和十一个使徒啊。站起来
Peter and the 11 stood up
就高声说了
Raise his voice
是不是12个人一起讲话
is it that the 12 speak together
不是
No
只有彼得讲话
Only Peter
所以下面这个讲话是彼得发言
So Peter spoke first
但是呢其他11个使徒一同站起来
And the 11 raised and stood up with him
所以12个使徒像一个人一样
So the 12Versus like one man.
12个人站起来，一个人发言。
12 stood up, one speak.
下面就是彼得所讲的道理。
And then there's the sermon of Peter.
那讲完了之后。
And after he finished.
看到37节。
Verse 37.
说众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说。
When the people heard this, they cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles.
不是单单对彼得说。
Not only to Peter.
和其余的使徒
and also other apostles
那下面回答也就是十二个使徒的回答
and the reply also were by other apostles
彼得代表说话
Peter was the representative
这个就很清楚、
that is clear
说在教会里面这种同工的关系啊
so in the church the relationship between co-worker
非常重要
is very important
要达成这个我们讲到的这个目标啊同工的这种同心非常重要。
In order to achieve the work of the sermon and the co-workers' relationship is also important.
所以我们很重视啊，以前我们一段时间很重视灵会的时候呢，差派的这个传道啊，两个人，还有负责的传道三个人。
And the two preacher who were sent to the local church and plus the local preacher, the three of them,
加上教会职务人员
plus the church board.
他们是在要同心啊，每天早上要同心进食祷告。
They have to find a time every day in the morning to fast and pray together.
是一起在来负责这个这项圣会。
Because they are the one to help to work in this holy assembly.
这个圣会的效果啊，绝对不一样。
If they do this, then the effect will be totally different.
以前说哦，派传道来了，哦，他们就是他们两个人这样。
In the past, when they just send two preachers and they will just preach.
这样我们就看出这样的圣会啊，效果不好。
But we cannot see a big effect on that.
应该从圣经里面看到。
But we should learn from the Bible.
大家要能够同心。
Everyone be in unity and one accord.
工人能够同心。
The worker have one mind.
互相搭配，分工合作。
Have good coordination of the work.
这样这个效果就会出来。
Then the effect will be very clear.
因为得到神的喜悦。
Because what they did pleased God very
much. 所以看到当时他们这样举办，我们就可以学习了。
So from this we can learn.
以色列站起来，左右那些工人、童工都一起。
Ezra and all his helper do the work together.
这个他的右边的还有左边的。
On his right and on his left.
这些工人同工啊。
That is.
现在我们看第五节啊，看第五节。
With each other. Verse five.
第五节就是以色列站在这个众民以上啊。
Verse five.
在众人的眼前展开这个书。
All the people could see him because he was standing above them.
那他一展开这个的时候，众民就都站起来。
As he has opened it, all the people stood up.
这个展开这个书啊，就是律法书。
The book is the book of the law.
大家都可以看到。
Everyone could see it.
在众人的眼前。
In front of all the people.
打开这个律法书。
He opened the book.
一打开的时候啊，众人站起来。
As he opened, everyone stood up.
可见大家对神的话啊，就像。存着敬畏的心
because everyone respects the word of God.
我们要听神的话。
Every time we come and listen to the word of God.
这个神的律法书一打开，大家站起来。
For example, this time, when he opened the book, everyone stood up.
这种肃然起敬，这种心是很重要的。
That kind of respect is very important.
我们看到使徒行传第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
这种心是特别蒙神喜悦的。
This kind of respect.
也是一个敬畏神敬虔的人的一个表现。
That is a behavior of a godly man.
这个哥尼流啊，我们看到哥尼流就是这种表现。
That is the behavior of Cornelius.
他是一个虔诚的敬畏神的人。
He is a godly man.
那么神告诉他，你请彼得来。彼得到他家里来的时候
，God told him to invite Peter to come over, and Peter arrived.
看33节
，verse 33。
33节。十章33节
10:33
所以我立时打发人去请你，你来得很好。现今呢，我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。这里说你现在来得很好，我们现今都在神的面前。
He said, now we are all here in the presence of God.
要听主所吩咐你一切的话。
To listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.
所以这些百姓就是这样，在神面前听神的话。
So the people come in front of God and listen to God's word.
所以当那个神的话，律法书打开的时候，大家站起来。
So when the book was open, everyone stood up.
不对，听人的话是听神的话。
Because they know they are not listening to human speech.
今天我们的聚会就是这样子。
Today in the service, we
should learn. 这种虔诚的心进到神的面前，领受神的话。
With a reverent heart, we come before God and receive His word.
这个很重要。
That is important.
有些人呢，就没有进到神的面前。
Someone that did not come near to God.
只有在人的面前。
They only come in front of man.
那这样所听到的这个果效就不大。
So the effect of the sermon was not good to them.
听到人的话。
They only listen to human speech.
很好听，笑一笑。
Maybe they have a laughter.
不好听。
Or joke. Or they feel bored.
好像没有听到。
Or they hear nothing.
就没了。
And it's just like nothing.
但是神的话就不一样。
But the word of God is different.
因为你进到神的面前，神的话每一句话都是很有功效的。
You come in the presence of the Lord, and every single sentence is powerful.
因为神的道是像两刃的利剑
The word of the Lord is just like double-edged sword, pierce into your heart.
所以当时使徒这个五旬节那个时候，他们听了这个神的彼得的道理，扎心。
So during the Pentecostal time when Peter speech, people were pierced into the heart.
听神的道, 有功效,
because the word of the Lord is effective.
所以你看尼哥尼流他们这些人呢, 听神在神面前听神的话,
come in the presence of the Lord to hear the word of God.
我彼得讲了到这个最后一句话,
and the last sentence by Peter,
圣灵就降在他们身上,
has not even finished, then the Holy Spirit is sent upon them.
证明说你的神是多么的喜悦他们,
then God is pleased with them.
因为他们对神的话, 领受了神的话,
because they received the word of God.
所以这个这种心呢, 非常重要, 我们重视聚会的时候就重视这一项,
this kind of attitude is very important.
所以有一段时间呢, 我一直想这个问题,
during a period of time that I kept thinking about this issue,
我们聚会的时候, 要怎么样把弟兄姐妹的心呢, 都带到神的面前呢?
How can we draw back the heart of the congregation to come near God?
大家都准备了, 准备了这种心, 进到, 像哥林流一样, 进到神的面前来, 来听神的话,
when everyone come to the church, they can prepare their hearts just like Cornelius.
那相信这样的聚会的, 果效一定不一样,
I believe that kind of service will have a greater effect.
好, 那个时候我就试着用这样的方式,
at that time I tried to use this method.
平常我们说, 大家一起默祷,
for example in usually we'll say pray in silence.
就利用这个默祷的时候啊, 做一个悟性的祷告,
so I use this time to pray with understanding,
把大家的心带到主的面前来,
and withdraw the heart of the congregation,
然后啊, 就唱诗,
and then sing a hymn,
祷告,
and then pray,
再讲道,
and then preach.
我发现效果很好,
and I found that the effect is better.
但是这个就跟我们平常的这种聚会的方式啊, 就好像不一样,
but that is the different way of conducting a service in a church.
那这个不一样啊，那个时候就教会啊总会那边说啊，这样改变，好像改变了我们的传统的聚会方式。
The GA at the time told me that are you changing the tradition of our traditional church?
他们就有些人有意见。
And someone have their opinion.
后来总会就一个公文下来说啊，不要随便改变啊。
And then the GA sent me a let us tell me not to change things easily.
那当然我要顺服啊, 我说总会一人说不要改变我就顺服了。
Of course, I have to submit to the decision of the GA.
其实我是为了要达成这个讲道, 大家领受神的话的这个效果。
But at that time, because I want to improve the atmosphere of people's heart to receive the God's word.
其实这样做没有什么不好。
Because there's no harm to do that. Only good point, no harm.
但是基于传统的一个规矩啊, 我不变了去坚持这样的事情。
But because of the burden of tradition that I cannot do anything with it.
但是实际上啊, 这个是很有功效的。
But rather, it will be effective if we carry it out.
我实验过, 的确是很好,
because I've done the experiment and
found
it's good.
希望能够把大家都带到神的面前来, 大家存着虔诚的心来听神的话。
There's to help the people to prepare their heart for listening God's word.
但果效不一样的。
The result is different.
好，看回来这个尼希米记。
Let's turn back Nehemiah.
那看到大家站起来之后,
when everyone stood up,
我们看尼希米就开始颂赞神了。
And Nehemiah,
这个以斯拉,
Israel start to praise God.
第六节,
verse 6.
第六节啊, 说以斯拉就称颂主至大的神, 众民就举手, 应声说, Amen, Amen.
Israel praise God and people say Amen.
所以以斯拉就带领大家来, 祷告, 颂赞神。
Israel lead the people to praise God.
众民都应声, 举手, 应声, 说, Amen, Amen.
People reply by saying Amen, Amen.
并且呢, 低头敬拜,
and bow down and worship.
这个就是以斯拉来带领大家先在敬拜神,
that's Ezra lead them to worship God.
然后呢才开始来听神的话,
and then they start to listen to God's word.
那今天呢我们就是唱诗完祷告然后听神的话。
Today we sing a hymn and we pray and then we start listening a sermon.
也是这样的方式,
same format.
但是要有实际的这种真正的阿们阿们这样子的一个果效出来才好。
But we should have the sincere attitude of saying Amen, Amen.
实实在在的，在神面前颂赞神，
truly, truly,
要领受神的教训，要这样阿门的这种心。
Truly, truly say Amen to receive the word of God.
这是我们要重视的。
That is what we should emphasize.
所以每一次的聚会，我们都重视这样子。
Every time we come for service, we emphasize this.
那才能达到真正的果效。
And that is the only way to achieve this.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节就是开始了。
They start.
从第七节这些人呢就要开始这个宣读神的律法书了。
The Levites in verse 7, they read the book of the Lord.
那么大家都分开站在自己的地方啊，分的几个。
And they separated into different groups and stood in different place.
好，那各位可以说他就会就分成一个一组一组啦。
They have different groups.
好，每一组就有一位人呢和这些来带领。
Every group has a leader to lead them.
那现在看到这个第八节。
Now verse 8.
第八节这里说他们就清清楚楚地念神的律法书。
They read from the book of the law of God.
再来讲明意思。
Making it clear and giving the meaning so that.
使百姓明白所念的。
People can understand what was being read.
这次的目的就在这里。
That is the purpose of this assembly.
要达成这个这次的这个讲到大会的一个目的。
That is the purpose of this assembly.
哦，这项是主要主体的工作。
That is the most important work.
第一个先很清楚的把神的律法念给大家听。
The first thing is he read aloud the book of the law clearly.
哦，所以说从这里让我们知道，我们对圣经的教训要清清楚楚。
That is to tell us we have to be very clear about the teachings in the Bible.
所以说我们读圣经啊，我们读圣经的时候呢要清清楚楚地念圣经。
So when we read the Bible, we have to read it clearly.
所以我们在讲道的时候也是一样，要先清清楚楚地把圣经念出来。
When we preach, we have to read the scripture first, clearly.
这是第一项工作。
That is the first job.
先清楚地听到神的律法书。
They hear the word of God clearly, the book of
the Lord. 圣经的话，每一句都清清楚楚的。
Every sentence in the Bible should be read clearly.
然后呢，再讲解意思。
And then giving the meaning.
把我们所念的这个圣经呢做详细的解释。
Interpret the scripture that we just read.
把它讲清楚。
Reading it and explaining it.
那么使听的人就明白了。
So that when people listen, they understand.
所以使百姓都明白所念的。
So that people will understand what was being read.
今天呢，我们重要要让弟兄姐妹呢听到的人呢明白所念的圣经。
Today we must make sure that people who are listening understand what was being read.
所以你要告诉他这个圣经什么意思。
You have to tell them what the meaning of this verse.
不是听我讲。
Not to listen to my interpretation.
我们是 要明白，要使他明白现在这些圣经所念的是什么意思。
Tell them what is the meaning of the things that
他明白圣经，他所得到的教训是从圣经得到的。
Because they receive teaching from the Bible.
不是从人得到的。
Not from human thinking.
这样才会产生果效。
That is the only way to be effective.
不然的话，听谁讲？哎呀，某某人讲的。
Otherwise, you only say, "Oh, I hear this person is speaking."
有一些人聚会啊，听到很久了。
Some people, they are expert listeners.
圣经的话他不了解。
But they don't understand the word of the Bible.
他就记得某某人讲什么话呀。
They only memorize who speak this and that.
没有什么果效的。
There's no fruit.
应该要明白说，圣经什么记载什么。
They have to make sure that they understand the Bible.
圣经的道理才是我们的宝剑。
Because in that way, they can use the word of God as our sword.
那个主耶稣在跟撒旦这个征战的时候
，When Jesus was tempted by Satan，
胜过撒旦的试探
，He overcame the temptation of Satan，
就是靠神的话
，By the word of God。
他说经上记着说很清楚的
，It was written clear。
特别声明经上记着说
，It was written，
就是很重要的一个
That is very important。
不是凭自己讲什么
，Not by himself，
可能世上的人也有这样的话
，Maybe someone in the world。Speak a similar sentence.
但是那个没有果效。
But they have no use.
因为对付不了这个属灵的这个撒旦的。
Those sentences could not be used to attack Satan.
你要说经上记着说，那就有力量。
You must say it was written in the scripture.
哎，这句话是神的话。
That is the sentence spoken by God.
神的道就是圣灵的宝
剑。Word of God is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
那就能够得胜魔鬼。
That we can overcome Satan.
所以我们重视圣经。
So we have to emphasize the Bible.
啊，我们讲道的人有一个啊。重要的一个目的啊
，the very important objective of
是要让听的人明白圣经。
is for those who are listening understand the Bible.
谁讲的忘记了没有关系。
You can forget who speak that.
但是圣经道理要记在心里。
But you must remember the Bible teaching.
到时候你会说经上记着说。
You will be able to say it is written in the Bible.
以斯拉记记着说。
In Ezra or Nehemiah it was written.
你的话在这里。
This word is in your heart.
这个才有力量。
Then there is the strength.
就成为你的宝剑。
That become your sword.
所以今天我们说这个这种聚会，真正达到果效就是要这样子。
Today in our service, if we want to be truly effective, this is the only way.
好了，这样聚会这个果效出来了。
Now we have this effect.
现在我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节一下就看出这样的聚会的一个果效到底怎么样。
We can see the effect of such an assembly.
这个果效是尼西米啊，省长尼西米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人对众民说：“今日是主你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。”这是因为众民听了律法书上的话都哭了，啊，全部都哭了。
Everyone weep，
因为听了这些圣经的话。律法书上的话都哭了
because when they listen to the word of the book of the Lord they all wept
为什么会哭
why they wept
这个就是一个很清楚的一种果效出来
that is a very clear effect
他们被感动了
they were moved
神的话感动他们了
the word of the Lord moved them
知道自己以前是怎么样
they knew their past sin
明白自己的这个软弱了
They knew their weakness
明白自己以前都 不懂神的律法
They understand that in the past They understand nothing about the word of God
都没有遵守神的律法
They did not
一直在得罪神
obey the
都不晓得
They keep sinning
所以他们现在明白他们哭了
Now they understand They will cry
因为神的话感动了他们
God's word moved them
他们悔改痛悔
They repent deeply
所以他们哭了
So they cry
那这个时候呢我们看到这个尼西米啊和以斯拉就安慰他们了。
So now Nehemiah
看到百姓这样哭了，他们你看就安慰他们。
And then he comforted them.
说不要哭。
Say do not cry.
今天是主的圣日啊。
For today is the holy day of the Lord.
是你们神的圣日。
The day is a sacred day to the Lord your God.
这个信仰马上用神的话，听了神的话以后，这个神就是马上跟神就很密切。
Now, after the revival, they have very close relationship with God.
所以说，你们的神啊
，Your God,
圣日
，Holy Day，
这个关系啊，马上建立起来。
They set up a relationship to God.
所以大家还没有听神的话呢，这个好像很遥远。这神好像是尼西米的，就是以斯拉的了。
Before they hear the book of the law, they think that is your God. Nehemiah is your God, it's not mine.
现在听了神的话就感动了，以斯拉说。你们神的生日啊
！But Nehemiah, after they read the book, Nehemiah said, "The day of the Lord your God."
所以，既然有这个心进到神的面前回来了，那就好，不要哭啊。
So as soon as you have the heart to repent and come back to God, it's okay to cry.
因为这个是圣日
，because today is a sacred day.
圣日是快乐日
，sacred day is supposed to be a happy day.
是神要我们快乐的日子
，it's a happy day for us.
既然今天听了神的话回来了
，today
心是回来了。
Our hearts come back because of the book of the Lord.
那么就享受神的快乐。
So they enjoy the happiness of the Lord.
所以看到这个第十节啊
，verse ten，
就对他们说啊，说你们去吃回美的，甘喝甘甜的。
Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drink.
那有不能预备就分给他们。
And send to those who have nothing.
因为今日是我们主的圣日。
Today, this day is sacred to our God.
你们不要忧愁。
Do not grieve.
因为靠主而得的喜乐是里面的力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
这一点呢，我们特别要留意。
You have to pay attention to this.
从这里看到这两个领导者啊，非常有爱心。
From this, we know that these two leaders they are full of love.
懂得怎么样安慰这个百姓。
They knew how to comfort the people.
并且呢，知道。 怎么样让他们得到力量
and know how to strengthen them.
这个是很重要的。今天呢，我们要让弟兄姐妹呢，这样奋兴起来。
Today we want to revive the people.
要给他安慰。
Give them comfort.
要给他力量。
Give them strength.
那就达成目的了。
That is our purpose and objective.
所以那个奋兴的果效在哪里
？So what's the fruit of the revival?
神的话感动。
It's、God's word to move them.
然后这两个领导者的一个教训很重要，指导，这个是给他们指导。
And the instruction of the two leaders, Nehemiah and Ezra, is very important.
但是人说神的话感动了以后，可是没有人指导。
But because someone when they move by the word of God, but no one instruct them.
就是哭啊哭啊哭，没有了。
Whipping.And nothing happened.
解决不了事情啊。
Because if you whip, but you solve no problem.
所以你看这个以色列哭到最后说，你起来要办事情啊。
But Nehemiah said, you should stand up and do things.
不是只有哭啊。
Because crying doesn't solve anything.
所以今天我们在教会里头这些领导者就是要懂得怎么样安慰这个弟兄姐妹怎么样给予他们从神那边得到力量。
So,The leader of the church, we have to know how to comfort people and to strengthen them and ask God to give them.
所以这个指导很重要。
So the instruction is very important.
你们去吃回美的。
So go and eat the choice.
去喝甘甜的。
Drink sweet drink.
好，那也不能预备呢，要分给他们。
Send to those who have nothing prepared.
你看，彼此分享，有的跟没有的。
Everyone share each other's stuff.
有无相通啊。
And then they have the fellowship,
彼此相爱
loving each other.
这样就是快乐，就是主的圣日。
Because today is a sacred day of the Lord.
不要忧愁。
Do not grieve.
靠主得到喜乐。
By the strength of the Lord, you have joy.
这种喜乐就是你们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
所以大家团契分享，得到喜乐。
So when they have fellowship, they have the joy.
那就得到力量。
They have the strength.
这种力量很重要，就是奋兴的力量了。
That is the strength of revival.
所以今天呢，如果说我们得不到喜乐
，So today if we don't have joy,
今天我们到教会来聚会没有喜乐
，If we come to have service and have no joy,
那力量从哪里来
？Where can you have strength?
这个教会一定没有力量。
This kind of church will have no strength.
如果大家聚会听了道理，哇，大家心里很喜乐
，Because every time we don't have,
虽然这个道理很扎心
，Even though the word of God is very,
但是完了之后很喜乐。
And when they finish, they feel very joyful.
得到力量。
And they have the strength.
这个是很重要的。
It's very important.
所以今天我们举行这种奋兴会。
Today we have this kind of revival
达到这个果效
assembly to achieve the purpose.
就是要这样子。
To do this.
那有了力量之后，我们看到第十一节。
After we have the strength, 11.
这个于是这个利未人就使众民静默，说今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。
Eleven said the Levites calm the people, be still. This is a sacred day, do not grieve.
这些利未就是真的是讲解律法的人呐。
These Levites are the people who explain the law.
照这样子指导所有的百姓。
They instruct the people.
从领导者告诉他们。
From the leaders, he told them.
然后由这些利未人呢，再转达给众民。
And the Levites instruct the people.
大家都明白了。
Everyone understand.
你看十二节啊。
12.
说众人就多去吃喝，也分给人。
All the people went away to eat and drink to send portion of food.
大大快乐。
To celebrate with great joy.
因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Now they understood the word.
所以这里让我们知道。
So now we understand.
明白圣经的话。
Understanding the word of the Bible.
这个会给他们是。受感动
will give you a great joy.
接下来这种教训的就是一种指导
and now the instruction
会告诉他怎么做
will tell them what to do.
这一步也很重要
that's also important.
如果说有讲道理讲完了解释完明清楚了大家哭了就算了
if there's someone being preached and everyone is crying and they go home with nothing happened
这样这种感动很快就会消失
this kind of movement will diminish very quickly.
这就好像在打铁一样
just likeBeating,
只有放到里头去烧红红的，有没有错
？Just like putting a metal in the fire and burn it until very red.
那拿出来之后，看哇，红红的这样子。
You can just look at the shine, the color. 放在那边
呢，没动，
没动作。You put it aside and you have no movement.
等一下又
no work
就没了吗
？And it will cool down.
又恢复原来的样子。
It will cool down.
你现在拿出来红红的，就吹了。
And when it is red and you beat it up.
要做看看什么形状，怎么锤，锤这边，锤那边，锤了，说， 哦，不也就一个我们所要的形状就出来。
And then you have a shape.
所以你看尼希米跟以斯拉，他就开始锤啊。
So Nehemiah and Ezra, they try to beat it up while it's hot.
那些利未人就开始，哇，大家配合起来。
And the Levites, they all coordinating each other.
大家大的快乐。
Everyone is rejoicing.
因为他们明白所教训他们的。
Because they understand what's being speak to them.
看你解释间啊。
Let's look at the one verse.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章第十三节。
Verse 13.
就是保罗特别勉励提摩太。
Paul encouraged Timothy.
怎么样来带领教导教会。
How to lead the church?
第十三节。
13.
说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，是等到我来。
You have to devote yourself in public reading of scripture, preaching and teaching.
第一，宣读。
First, reading.
宣读就是读律法书，读圣经，读圣经。
Of the law.
清清楚楚的念圣经给他。
Clearly read it out.
好，根据圣经来
according to the Bible,
来劝勉。
Preach and encourage them.
我来教导。
To teach them.
劝勉他们明白圣经，所以这劝勉就是解释圣经啊，就得到让他们得到劝勉。
To preach them, explaining the word of the Bible to them.
他们明白圣经了。
And help them to understand.
那接下来怎么办
？And then what to do?
还要教导他们怎么做
？Teach them what to do.
这样才有功效，才达到这个目的啊。
That is the way that we achieve the purpose.
所以当时呢，我们知道这个今天在教会里面讲。以色列他们当就是这样做，蒙救就是给我们很好的一个这个造就学习的机会。
I mean, Ezra set us a very good example for us to follow.
所以这个功效就出来了，好。
So that we come the effect.
那我们希望说我们的在今天呢，我们要朝这个目标，我们的聚会，还是充满我们的聚会，我们的年会都要。产生这样的果效出来。
I hope that in our service or spiritual convocation, we all can achieve this purpose.